Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. You're once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, God is doing great things through this worldwide ministry and platform. This worldwide ministry is growing, and I'm giving God the glory, honor, and praise for it, because I know it is of his doing that he is going to be glorified through it. The worldwide listening audience is definitely growing. So as I always say, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I will be delivering the word of God on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You're so worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. You are the great I am. There is none like you in all the earth, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and in earth in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, all those that are saved in Jesus' name all over the land, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that are saved in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know And we know without a doubt it is true that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we still sin and become short of your glory. So we're grateful that we have an advocate through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we can come to and come through and receive forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions for those that are saved in his name. We thank you that you are a forgiven God. You're a forgiven Father. Again, there is none like you in all the earth. We love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. And Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. And Father, we now lift up all those that are listening on tonight that may not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. It's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight will touch their hearts and their minds to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, ask for forgiveness of their sins through him, and we will ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even in the world today. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, touch, heal, strengthen, and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land, as only we can in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray now, Lord, that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, have your way, because we know it's not about us, it's about you. It's about your word. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless each listener, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. You know who they are and where they are and what they stand in need of. We again thank you that you are a promise keeper. We again thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. Continue to have your way in our lives, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, Spirit of Fruitful Thought comes to us saying, growing in God is a process. Once again, tonight, Spirit of Fruitful Thought. Growing in God is a process. And it is a process. And you must have your faith activated in order to grow in God. You must have your faith activated in order to be able to read his word and be able to understand and comprehend his word. So we just thank God for another opportunity on tonight to be able to deliver his word on tonight. So once again, I ask that you, if you don't have your Bibles and pens and paper ready now, I pray that you get them together and ready during the music break. Again, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. And before the music break, I'm going to go ahead and give you the title of our message for tonight, which is Standing on Faith, Even When We Don't Understand. Once again, to make the message title for tonight, Standing on Faith, Even When We Don't Understand. In the main scriptures, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. For you, those of you that have your Bibles. So we're going to read that scripture as soon as we come back from our music break, and we're going to get directly into God's word on tonight. So I pray that you enjoy the music break on tonight, and we're going to come back and we're going to get into God's word and receive what he has for us on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Yes, sir.
I give you praise.
Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. God is worthy to be praised at all times. So right now we're ready to get into God's word on tonight. Again, the message title for tonight is Standing on Faith, Even When We Don't Understand. The main scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible for this scripture. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. And it reads as follows. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, coming from the King James Version of the Bible. You may have a different Bible, it may be different. But according to the King James Version of the Bible, this is what the Word of God is telling every believer in Jesus' name on tonight. You, my sister, you, my brother, This is what it's saying. I'm going to read it again, verse number 13. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. I like that, and it's the truth. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wow, that's a powerful word. That's a powerful promise from God for the children of God on tonight. I like that. And I just want you all to know that according to this word on tonight that we're dealing with, this message title, Standing on Faith, Even When We Don't Understand. You heard what the scripture just said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. So my question now to you all is, what is faith? We can find the answer to that in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Again, the question now is, what is faith? According to the scripture, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 says, and this is very important that we pay attention to this scripture, because so many people have confused and misquoted and misread and misunderstand this scripture, this verse, especially this first verse. And it reads, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse number 4 says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Again, he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And finally, verse number 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Talking about God. Again, verse number 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, that's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. So God's word also tells us that in this life, we're going to have, as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, and the word of God is true, Jesus let us know that in this life, his disciples even told us and warned us in the word of God, that in this life, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you and I, we're going to have trials. You and I, we're going to have tribulation, just like Jesus did when he was here in the flesh. Just like Job, you know the story, you Bible scholars. Just like Job, we must stay focused. We must keep standing on our faith in God and God's timing. Once again, we must be just like Job. We must keep standing on our faith in God. And we must keep standing on our faith in God and his timing, even when we don't understand or see things God's way.
we too must say, all just like Job said in the Word of God, this is what Job said after he lost everything that he had, all of his children, all of his cattle, all of his property, everything that he owned, everything that he had, he lost it all. Even after all of that, this is what Job said. So he's a good example of we must keep standing on God's word in our faith, and we must continue to trust God's timing. So even after Job lost all he had, even his family, he still said, and this is what we too as Christians today must say, even when things don't go our way, or we don't think they're going our way, we too must say, just like Job, all upon my appointed time, I am going to wait until my change come. So that's what we too must say as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ. We must say the same thing just like Job did. We still going to hold on to God's unchanging hands, even though things don't seem to be working in our favor, things don't seem to be going our way. Seem like God has forgotten about his promises to us, and because things are not happening the way we think they should, we must continue to stay the course. We must continue to stand on our faith, even when we don't understand what's going on around us, even when we don't understand or we don't see God's hand seem to be working in our favor. So we too must also say, just like Jesus did when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying to God before he went to the cross to pay our sin debt with his own sinless and precious blood, when he was praying to God, to our Heavenly Father, he prayed, then he remembered why he came down from glory. He realized that what he was about to go through, but then he also remembered why he came. Then he said in his word, in these words, he says, not my will, but thy will be done. He was talking to God, his Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, for all of those of us that are saved in Jesus' name. Jesus himself is also our perfect example. This is what we must say too, when we don't understand, and we must realize that we must continue to stand on our faith, even when we don't understand what's going on around us, or we don't understand, or we think God has forgotten about us. So we too must say, just like Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done, and it's all for your glory, Heavenly Father. We too must also say, as the gospel hymn says, there's a gospel hymn that I love, and I'm sure that a lot of you seasoned saints that have heard this gospel hymn, even some of you younger saints in Christ Jesus now, you probably have heard this gospel hymn as well. And we too must say, as the gospel hymn writer says in this song, we will understand it better by and by. So there's something that goes on in our lives that we would never understand in the flesh, because our flesh cannot handle it, because God knows how much we can handle. So that's why we stand on God's word, and he's letting us know that everything that we don't understand now in the flesh will be revealed when we all get the glory. So that's why I say, as the gospel hymn says, and it's the truth, we will understand it better by and by. And there's a scripture that says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We must continue to stand on God's word, even when we don't understand God's word. We must stand on God's word in faith, knowing that God is a promise keeper. So as we continue to stand on our faith, even when we don't understand why we have to suffer loss of loved ones, when our health seems to be declining, sometimes daily, in some people's cases, seems like something new is going on with our bodies and our minds and our spirits, that don't line up with God's word or his will for us. And so we get to the point we say that we don't understand why all these different things are happening and occurring in our lives. But again, the word of God says that in this life, even as believers in Jesus Christ, we're going to have trials and tribulations. So even when the world is dealing, and as we are continuing to deal with this worldwide virus, this worldwide pandemic, the coronavirus, people are starting to, some people are losing their faith. They're not standing on their faith because they don't understand what's going on with this virus. And they're wondering where God is. Why is God allowing this to happen? So we, even in the midst of this worldwide pandemic, even in the midst of this worldwide crisis, with this worldwide virus, we must continue to stand on our faith, knowing that God is our healer. Even when many people have lost their jobs and people are losing their jobs daily and weekly now since the virus, some people are losing their faith because they don't understand why, out of all they have done, now all this has come up on the world, this worldwide virus, and now they're losing their jobs. Some people are even losing their homes because they're starting to get evicted because they cannot pay the rent or the mortgage payments because they have no income. Crime is rising everywhere, worldwide, every day. We see it on the news, the world news. We see it on our social media, how crime is rising, is on the rampage. Hate, envy, and jealousy is having a field day in the world today. Why? Because so many that were standing on their faith when things was going good with the economy, when they had their health and strength and they had their good jobs, they thought all was well. But now there's been a turn, there's been a shift. God has allowed this plague to come upon the land, this virus, to get mankind's attention, to draw mankind back to him, because mankind has gotten so far away from God and has forgotten who God is. So sometimes God has to allow certain things to happen to get not some people's attention, but get the whole world's attention at the same time. And we see that now because of this worldwide pandemic, this virus, so many people have now, they have low self-esteem, and some people now have no self-esteem at all. And that's a trick of the enemy. He wants you to continue to feel bad about yourself, even though you have prayed and asked God to forgive you of your sins, and you know that God's word is true. He said he has forgiven you, but you have to forgive yourself. When we pray and ask the Lord to forgive those that have hurt us, it's really not for them, it's for us, the ones that have been hurt, so that we can move forward and we can complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, so that we can keep standing on our faith, even when we don't understand why we are being mistreated, sometimes by loved ones, sometimes by members of the body of Christ, those in the church. But we still have to continue to stand on our faith, knowing God says that vengeance is mine, I will repay. I sit high, but I look low. I see exactly what's going on with all of my children. I see what you're going through. And then we have so many that are still spiritually blind, and so many that still refuse to accept God or his word, and so many still refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, and so many still refuse to believe that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt, mankind's sin debt, your sin debt, my sin debt, with his own sinless and righteous and precious holy blood. He paid our sin debt with his blood that he knew that he did not owe, but he knew that He knew that you and I, we could not pay our sin debt. So he came down from glory, and all of our hang-ups, your hang-up, my hang-ups, my sicknesses, your sicknesses, everything that's not like God, that's in us, that's in you and me, even though we're saved, everything that's not like God that's still in us, all has been nailed to the cross. Thank God for Jesus. It's all nailed to the cross. So now, the word of God lets us know that though Jesus was dead for 3 days, he rose on the third day morning with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he said that just like he rose, those of us that die in him, we too will rise again and live again in him, because we accept him for who he is. And he has accepted us into the family of God. We are in the kingdom of God. We are kingdom citizens. So for those of you that may be still spiritually blind on tonight, for those of you that still refuse to accept God, his word, or refuse to accept that Jesus Christ is God's son and that Jesus Christ did die, he came down from glory and he did die for you and for me, for mankind. He paid our sin debt so that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. So that when we do sin, for those that are saved in Jesus' name, when we do sin, we can be forgiven of our sins and we can be put back on course and on the right track so that we will be able to complete and fulfill our individual God purpose individually and then as a corporate body of believers worldwide for God's glory. So even through all of this, you, my sister, you, my brother, in Christ Jesus, we must, I say again, we must stand on our faith in God. Yes, even when we don't understand. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Again, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation Bible first, what that verse is saying. And then I'm going to read what the King James Version of the Bible says about the same passage of Scripture. Again, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7. Again, this is what the New Living Translation says. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. Again, according to the New Living Translation Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says this way, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. And then, this is how it reads in the King James Version of the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, reads this way, that the trials of your faith, being more precious of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to go right down to verse number 8 from the King James Version of the Bible. 1 Peter again, chapter 1. This is what verse 8 says, according to the King James Version of the Bible. It says, whom having not seen, ye love. Even though you and I have not seen Jesus physically, but we know we love him because he loved us. We have not seen God physically, but we love God because we see him in the spirit. In whom though you now, again, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we must stand on God's word through faith, even when we don't understand. And a question arises, why? Why should we continue to stand on faith even when we don't understand? 1 Peter, the second chapter, will give us, it's going to give us the answer. again, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, the King James Version of the Bible reads it like this: "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Then verse 10 says, in which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So on tonight, you, my sister, you, my brother, continue to stand on your faith, even though there's a lot going on in the world, and maybe even in your own personal life, or even in your family life, that you don't understand, and you don't seem to be getting an answer from God, even though you pray, even though you're faithful, even though you study the word of God, and it seems like things are not turning in your favor. Continue to stand on your faith, because that's a trick of the enemy. He wants you to give up on God. But God says in his word, you can cast all of your cares upon me because I care for you. So while we are being faithful and standing on faith, again, while we are being faithful, standing on our faith, we must also be obedient while we are being faithful. We must also be obedient to God while we're being faithful to him. So in order to hear from God, we must stay in constant fellowship with him. So you must ask yourself, what are some ways that you can fellowship with God? Ask yourself personally, how are there different ways that I can fellowship with God? Me personally, you my sister, you my brother, this is a question you need to ask yourself. Or you can pray and ask God, how can I fellowship with you in different ways? But we must remember and know that when we are faithful and obedient to God, we must remember that God, he is a promise keeper. He keeps his promises because he has no respect of persons. He keeps his promises to those who love him, to those who are obedient to his word. So the question now arises, are you being obedient to the Lord? Only you can answer that question. Are you being obedient to the Lord? Are you being faithful? Are you holding on to your faith until your change comes, just like Job said? All of my appointed time, even after all I've been through, even though I've lost my family, my children, my cattle, all of my prosperity, everything that I owned, I've lost it. But he still gave God the glory. He still realized that through it all, God was still worthy to be praised. He realized that he must continue to stand on his faith, trusting in God, knowing that if God gave those things to him, he can give him even more. And he did. You, my sister, on tonight, you, my brother, this was not a long word on tonight, but I think it was a necessary word. It was a needed word for somebody on tonight who feel like throwing in the towel, who feel like giving up because you feel like all hope is lost. You may have lost a loved one due to the virus. If not a loved one, you may know of a friend, someone close to your heart that you love that have made that transition because of this worldwide pandemic, this virus, coronavirus, but yet you're still holding on to your faith in God. You're still moving forward in your fulfilling of your God purpose in the earth. You're still giving God glory, honor, and praise, even in the midst of your sorrow, even though a lot of things are still going on around you that you don't understand. Don't feel alone. You're not the only one. Even the disciples that was walking with Jesus constantly on a daily basis, that followed Jesus closely, even in his circle, There was a lot of things they didn't understand, but he broke it down into parables and made it plain and clear as to where they would be able to, like in a story, like telling them different stories that where they can see to get a picture, a view of what he was saying and his message to them, and that way they would be able to understand the message. So that's what God's word should be doing to us. We should be getting our mental picture in the spirit, through the spirit realm, as we read God's word, and that God speaks to us through his word, through the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to see and get a vivid picture in our minds and in our spirits as what God is saying to his people through his word. Again, God is a faithful God. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we serve a faithful God who is a promise keeper? He don't have no respect of person. He don't, you know, treat one race of people different than he does another. He loves us all the same. He don't love our sin. He don't love our sins, S on the end, sins, your sins or mine. He don't love our sins, but he loves us. So that's why we have to give God the glory, honor, and praise and thank him. All of those that are saved in Jesus' name, we have to thank him for his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that through him, through Jesus Christ, and for those of us that have opened our mouths and confessed him as our personal Lord and Savior with our own mouth, and we've asked him to come into our hearts and save us, and he's done that. That's why we have to give God the glory, honor, and praise for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus the Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son, in whom he said he's well pleased. So on tonight, I pray that you have received something from this word on tonight. I pray that you will be able to continue to stand on your faith now even more after hearing this word, even when you don't understand. So again, remember what the Spirit of Food for Thought said for tonight. And it's a true fact that growing in God is a process. That's why it's so important that we stay in constant fellowship with him through communicating with him in prayer. And not only us talking to him, but after we have said amen, don't get up off your knees. Don't get up off your praying ground. After you have said amen, stay where you are, because he may be wanting to say something to you. So a lot of times we do a lot of praying and asking God for things, but then we don't want to take the time to listen to what he has to say to us, because sometimes we don't want to hear the answer. So we can stand on our faith even more, even stronger, when we stand on our faith, when we stand on God's word, when we pray, because the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And that's why we have to come together as a corporate body of believers. We must pray individually for ourselves and for our families, our churches, our pastors, our communities, our world, as individuals, but then we must do it as a corporate body of believers, coming together on one accord, so that God will hear our cry, he will hear our prayer, and that he will answer our prayers, that we will, through it all, we will be able to give him even more glory, honor, and praise, because he is truly worthy to be praised. So I pray that this word has gone out on tonight and that you have received this word. Again, that your faith has been strengthened after hearing this word through the Holy Spirit. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So as we get ready to close out on tonight, remember this word on tonight that you have just heard. Again, thank God for this worldwide platform that all of these ministries, all of the different shows that you have heard and listened to down through the years for the last 7 years are kept in archives. You can always go back and pull it up and even listen to tonight's show, even years from now. You can always go to the website. My show's website is blog, B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com/servant, with an S on the end, servant, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, you can always you can see the different dates and the different guests that was on to deliver God's word. And you can always click on to listen to either one that you prefer. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide ministry and platform that they're all kept in archives. They can always be retrieved and listened to over and over and over again. And you can also share it with your friends and loved ones so they can be blessed by God's word as well. So that God would be even more glorified. That's what it's all about. God giving glory. Listen, I love you. I constantly pray for you, my listeners. And I'm asking that you ever continue to keep me lifted up in prayer. I'm praying for you and your families, and that the Lord with God will continue to bless the works of your hands, that he will continue to keep each one of you safe, and your family members, and your loved ones, your co-workers, your neighbors, that we will all be able to complete our finished work that God has ordained and a call for each one of us to do before the foundation of the world. No matter where you are, you that hear my voice on tonight, thank God he sits high and he looks low. And he knows where each one of us are. So there's no place that you or I can hide from God. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the good and the bad. So I just thank God for who he is on tonight. I thank him for loving me in spite of myself. I thank him for loving you, my sister, and for loving you, my brother, in spite of yourself, because we don't deserve it. And if we be honest with ourselves, we can say amen to that, because, and that's a fact, we don't deserve God's love, his mercy, or his grace, or even his sufficient grace. But we are grateful for them on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me. We want to remind every listener to continue to lift up all those frontline workers, our nurses and doctors around the world, all those that are in law enforcement, our firefighters, the EMS drivers, the technicians, the caregivers, those that work in nursing homes, those that work in the stores, stocking the grocery shelves. We want to thank God for those that are sanitation workers picking up the garbage off our streets. And everyone that plays a part in being on the front line, that are taking a chance and risking their own lives to be a blessing to people around the world, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We want to continue to lift each other up in prayer and continue to encourage one another in God's word. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper and that you have no respect of persons. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sit high and look low. And we thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And you are in total control, no matter what it looks like. No matter what we hear or what we see or how we feel, you are in total control. And for this, we are so grateful. My Lord, we continue to bless your name. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on today. Continue to touch those that have heard your word on tonight that are still spiritually blind. Please, Lord, please, Heavenly Father, touch their hearts and their minds that they will be able to receive this word on tonight. They will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They will also open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know. You will reveal to them through your Holy Spirit, through your word, what their God purpose is, and that you will give them the strength and the faith to walk and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the works of their hands, their families, and their loved ones. So we just give you glory, honor and praise once again on tonight, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, that's the word on tonight. Again, I pray and hope that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that you would share this word with your friends and your neighbors, your co-workers, and your family members. Let them know about this worldwide so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. So on this coming Saturday night, we will receive another word from the Lord from Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. he will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome man of God, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Again, he will be bringing forth God's word again on this coming Saturday night. Continue to know that I am praying for you. Continue to know that I love you. And continue to know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.